The captain's eyes went wide with shock as she saw his unmistakable red and gray mask. She gasped, then shouted out,
"Assassins! Kill them all!"
Revan lashed out with his foot, delivering a sidekick to the chest of the guard who had grabbed his shoulder, sending the man stumbling back. T3-M4, his electrical circuits instantly processing the situation, reacted by firing off his built-in blaster. The beam struck the soldier square in the chest. At the same time, Mitra threw herself at the two guards standing in front of the doors to the throne room, her lightsaber materializing in her hand. Ordinary soldiers would have been chopped down before they could even draw their weapons, but the Imperial Guard were not so easily felled. The first soldier met her charge and parried the first strike with his electro staff. The resilient metal of his weapon deflecting the energy blade of the Jedi off to the side so that it carved a deep scar in the wall. The second soldier leapt into the fray, forcing Mitra to fall back a step to absorb their coordinated attack. Slightly farther away, Scourge and Captain Yari were also engaged in close quarters combat, his lightsaber clashing against her electro staff as they battled in the narrow confines of the entrance hall. An alarm began to ring out in the hall, triggered by one of the other three soldiers. Before they could join in the fight, Revan thrust his hand palm up in the direction of the sealed durasteel doors, blasting them wide open with the power of the Force.
"Into the throne room!"
he shouted, rushing forward. One of the guards battling Mitra broke off and tried to cut Revan off. The Jedi gathered himself and leapt high in the air, tucking his knees in tight to somersault over his opponent. The guard reacted to the unexpected move a fraction too slowly, his electro staff slicing through the air above his head and missing Revan by only a few centimeters. Revan landed on the ground and wheeled around to face the other man. He thrust out with the Force, the impact hitting the soldier square in the chest. Instead of sending him flying, it only staggered him back half a step. This close to the Emperor they were sworn to protect, the guards were able to draw on his power to protect themselves. Still, the slight tumble gave Revan enough time to draw his lightsaber and go on the offensive. He came in with a high overhand chop, an obvious feint meant to draw the defenses of his opponent upward, leaving his legs exposed to a quick follow-up strike. The guard recognized the familiar ploy, countering it by parrying the overhand chop and then quickly dropping his blade low to intercept the inevitable slash in his legs. Only Revan didn't go for his legs. Anticipating that his opponent's defenses would go low, he kept his blade up high, allowing him to end the battle with a horizontal cut across the man's suddenly exposed throat. T3 had followed him into the throne room, but Mitra and Scourge were still locked in battle with the guards in the hall outside. They were waging a fighting retreat. They had maneuvered themselves so they could back into the throne room while keeping the guards at bay. At the far end of the hall, another half a dozen of the Imperial Guard rounded the corner. Revan reached out with the Force and ripped the vaulted stone archway in the ceiling above them free from its setting. A shower of dust and debris rained down on the reinforcements, sending them into temporary retreat. It wasn't enough to block the passage, but it did buy Scourge and Mitra a few precious seconds to complete their retreat into the chamber. They crossed the threshold, still engaged with Captain Yari and the three surviving Imperial Guard that had escorted them to the throne room. Revan reached out with the Force and slammed the durasteel door shut, the clang echoing loudly in the throne room.
"Seal the doors!"
he shouted at T3. Then he turned his attention to the other end of the throne room. The Emperor was seated on his throne, watching the proceedings with cold detachment. Revan felt the same chill he had experienced the last time he had come into the Emperor's presence, the physical manifestation of his enemy's malevolent power.
"I did not expect you to return,"
the Emperor said, rising to his feet. Revan didn't bother to reply as he charged forward.